wildfires, which are increasing in frequency and intensity as global temperatures rise. Today, hundreds of thousands of customers in California are without electricity as the utility Pacific Gas and Electric responds to what it calls an unprecedented wildfire danger. This is the peak of wildfire season in California. The weather is hot, it's dry, it's windy, and PG&E says it's shutting off the power to prevent its equipment from sparking fires. In California and throughout the western United States, wildfires not only threaten lives and homes, they also threaten precious water supplies. And as Allie Budner from member station KRCC reports, it's becoming a vicious cycle.
Jonathan Bruno knows that fire and water are two forces of nature that are intimately connected in the western landscape.
You can see some of the burnt trees up here.
Today, the Colorado wildland firefighter and conservationist is standing with me inside a steep canyon at the edge of Colorado Springs.
So there's two of these structures. These are known as geobrogue structures.
He's showing me a giant metal mesh fence spanning the width of a man-made rock canal.
It looks like a colander for your spaghetti or something.
He says these glorified spaghetti strainers cost millions of dollars each. They serve the important role of catching large chunks of debris that wash down off these cliffs in the mega rainstorms that often come after a big wildfire.
We're talking about black water full of rocks, full of trees. We have seen boulders the size of cars moved after a post-wildfire.
We've all heard about these massive floods after wildfires, but Bruno says something most people don't know is the burn scars from fires actually attract future storms.
It's because of the amount of heat that's coming off the earth that's drawing these thunderheads in.
And these massive burn scars can do something else, speed up snowmelt. Ecohydrologist Kelly Gleason recently published a study about that. She looked at snow samples and satellite records back to the year 2000.
And what we found was that for about 850 fires, which occurred all across the West, snow disappeared about 5 days earlier on average.
And in some cases, as much as a month early. It's partly because the vegetation that had shaded the ground was burned off, but also
there's still this standing dead charred forest, which sheds black carbon or soot, in addition to kind of chunks of burned charred debris, which concentrates on the surface, darkens it visibly, and causes it to absorb a lot more of that available sunlight energy.
Gleason says it's like the snow is wearing a black t-shirt on a sunny day. And she found this early melting phenomenon lasts for up to a decade after a fire. She says this shouldn't just matter to snow lovers or people who live at elevation.
50-70% of all the water in our streams and pipes and water bottles originates as snowpack in the 11 western states.
Snowpack is essentially our version of water storage through winter and spring, and if it melts too early,
we really don't have the infrastructure or reservoir storage capacity to hold that water until the summer when we need it the most.
Water companies are also worried about what wildfires can do to storage and supply.
That's definitely something that keeps me up at night.
That's Mark Shea with Colorado Springs Utilities. He's not talking hypothetically either. Severe flooding after a devastating wildfire here 7 years ago did major damage to roads and water pipes. He says it cost millions of dollars, and the destruction came close to damaging water treatment facilities and one of the city's critical reservoirs. But he isn't just sitting around waiting for his worst nightmare to come true.
We work closely with other agencies that are involved in wildfire suppression, U.S. Forest Service specifically.
That's where Oscar Martinez works. I go with Shea and Martinez up to a forested area above Colorado Springs to see what they're working on together. Martinez shows me a recently treated stand of ponderosa pine. That basically means his crew has thinned out the trees.
If you had come here before the treatment, it would have been pretty densely packed with individual trees.
Martinez says when conditions are right, they'll come back and do a prescribed burn here. But even now, if a wildfire comes through, the area won't burn as hot or as fast, and they'll be able to better predict the path of the flames. And he says that's the key to how water providers like Shea can better protect their infrastructure.
In Colorado, more than most places, our forests and our water pipelines are intimately connected. I mean, 80 to 90% of the water comes off the forest in some way, shape, or form.
And planning ahead for wildfires, he says, is a way to protect them both. For Here and Now, I'm Allie Budner.
And Allie's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau